New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're live in effect Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, a.k.a. Eric Strickland Holiday. This is Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman on the ones and twos. We're the Old School crew, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. 26 and a half hours before kickoff before Illinois. A lot going on. Obviously, you got Thursday night football in the NFL. You got some games going on tonight in the college football level. You got local high schools getting all their games in to make way for a Friday night game for Nebraska. And then ultimately, this comes on the heels of the volleyball team getting that sweet, cold revenge against Stanford in a sweeping way, in a dominant way. I watched it and I came away very impressed, because sometimes when you're playing, obviously you got a lot of respect for Stanford, even though they didn't act very respectful when they left the locker room last time that they, hooked up. I would say this is that sometimes when you come in extremely focused, you must have had probably a good prep leading up to this match against Stanford. Got them at home. But I think one of the best things that could come out of a match like this, Austin and DP, is that you might possibly found a sneaky good combination, defensively. And just that's like the cherry on top. It was a dominant performance from the very first point, very first set. And then when you get swept, that's a long, long flight back to Palo Alto. Long flight.
Yeah, I got. So there's a connection with the Stanford program. Jordan Harvey, young lady, sophomore. She is pretty much family. I mean, Tony Harvey, who played at Utah, played in the league for a bit, been around it. That next generation of D1 basketball players who produce D1 volleyball girls.
Yeah.
And Jordan could have gone anywhere. As a matter of fact, I know she was recruited here, chose Stanford, obvious reasons. Great program, great academics, great environment. So, and they, yeah, disappointed is the word. When you're the number two team in the country, Nebraska went through that, being number two in the country, had an opportunity to go to number one, playing poorly on the road. That's what happens is when you have players who are trying to find the way. Big, huge win for Nebraska. look, Andy Jackson has been the recent story, but I don't want to miss the lead in how good they are because of Lexi Rodriguez and the space that she covers and the consistency that she gives. They're deep. This is a deep Nebraska volleyball team. And John Cook has, and Jalen Reyes, they have the responsibility of trying to figure out what combinations, when, against who, and then how quickly they make the adjustments, right? That if you have your best players on the floor and it's not working, how quickly are you willing to transition from your best number of players to your best players for that situation and that matchup? I think John Cook's finding the answers to that. Last night was a perfect example of him pressing the right buttons at the right time and getting the results you're looking for.
I think part of it was so impressive because Stanford had made Texas look like Nebraska made Stanford look not long ago. Oh, and they beat Wisconsin, by the way.
Yeah.
So Stanford took down Nebraska's two probably biggest rivals in the college volleyball space, at least right now. And having a home game helps, right? It sounded like the Bob was absolutely rocking last night, as it should have been. I'm trying to come up with a basketball comparison for this Nebraska volleyball team. My first thoughts were like peak Villanova under Jay Wright or the Virginia title team. But I think this Nebraska team is more well-rounded than either of those teams, right? Nova was good enough on defense to get by, but Nebraska hangs its hat on defense like Virginia, but Nebraska has so many offensive weapons. Virginia just had one or two. This team is special because of its depth.
Transitional, that you have different players with different skill sets. A player gets hot against the right team. The lineup you used against Duke in those great runs wasn't always the starting lineup.
Right.
Didn't matter who started. It was who finished.
Yep.
And then were you able to get the right people on the field? I mean, Jay probably went through it with those 90s teams that, quite frankly, a running back got the hot hand. You keep,
you keep running. And you got to do what you got to do. And, you got to find – but I think the combination that they were able to run with last night, then obviously Jackson is extremely efficient, with the, 60%. But then you got Bergen Riley, where she was high assist, and then she was second in digs too. So that means you're getting down and dirty, as far as getting after it.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I think when you clamp down on a Stanford or a team like Stanford, or literally any team, you take the energy and the momentum out of the team, but then out of the coaching staff as well. Because any answer that Stanford had was nullified by Nebraska's ability to control the pace of the game and control the ball by digging it. So even if they had a good set, a good play, or a good flow, it was not going anywhere. It's almost like, this is before your time, Austin, maybe, is when there was a tennis player named Michael Chang. And when he would play in the U.S. Open at Wimbledon and play against Andre Agassi or Pete Sampras, he would give them a lot of problems because he would return everything. He would return it. So essentially, he would just wear them down. So the few times that he was able to upset them, it became his defense was his best offense. Same with Courier as well, where he got a little bit better like off the serve. But defensively and being able to be excellent at the net, is a good analogy for what they were able to do last night.
I think the return everything makes sense for volleyball too, because this Nebraska program, not just this team, but this program has hung its hat on defense, on being that brick wall that no matter how many times you hit at it is not going to fall down, is not going to crumble. Now, they're good offensively as well, but John Cook has built this program on defense. He always has, always will. To DP's point, with Lexi Rodriguez, Lainey Choboy in her role, what she does to come in and, you know, yeah, make SportsCenter from time to time because it's fun.
Bergen Riley is still really the unicorn.
Rebecca Jesus. Allen right? at the net is really good defensively. Yeah.
Right, and then can get on a service run and get them out of it, which for me is the identifier for Nebraska, how they're playing that night. If they're getting service runs, they're you're just not going to beat them.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And Riley gets on a run as well as anybody serving the ball.
But I think when you can pack your defense, it always gives you a chance. Because I think, I can't speak for Coach Cook, but in general, you know, there's going to be off serving nights. There's going to be off rhythm nights and timing. But if you have defense, and this is the first thing that you concentrate on and everybody's bought into, you can take your team in different arenas. We talked about it last year against Texas. I felt like they said it was really cold in there, so the ball was a lot different. The only reason I know that is just because volleyball is huge in Minnesota, so they heard people in high school talk about it. So I think it was a good performance, and then I think it's a good stepping stone, something that they can always refer back to, not only what they did in prep coming up to this game, but how they performed against a top-notch opponent when you had a lot on the line and also wanted to right the wrong from their loss earlier in the year. So I think it was an excellent performance. And more importantly, whether they say it or not, you got a little revenge, right? And got the opened up a fresh butt kicking for them. And then also, I think you upped the expectations for the start of this weekend as far as the football team goes, which is great. Look, I think it flows. And one of the things that I was talking about this with Matt Verzal last time I saw him, is like in like 94, 95, it wasn't just the Strick could tell you, the basketball team was more than competitive.
Strick has said that a couple times during On the Block, is that he felt really good about football because basketball is on the way up and they usually go hand in hand.
Yeah, and then the track team was winning, Big 8s and Big 12s. And then the volleyball team was winning national championships. The softball team was doing their thing. The baseball team was doing. So everybody was having the same expectations. And then obviously, the same ideas about what the expectation is, both individually and collectively as teams. And so I think, the volleyball team has obviously been very consistent over the years. But I think also the football team is potentially starting to catch up. And it's always a good omen when you're able to step up and meet a challenge at home. Somebody that is supposed to give you a challenge at home. I just think it bodes well just for a good sports weekend.
Well, I mean, the streak being in play, right? The winning streak at home being in play. And this is a numbers streak winning sort of week set aside and circled on the calendar that you're going. This is big boy, big girl territory. Like this week, you couldn't tiptoe.
Yeah.
Stanford wasn't, it wasn't one of the directional teams coming in to be a lamb to slaughter. No. You're taking on the number two program in the country. And for the Huskers and football, we know now that they pay attention. Yeah. We know that the fan base pays attention. And you're right. It is a positive step into we're talking 48 hours of transition, of carrying the success. Those fans left the building last night buzzed. It was exciting. It was fun. And those are the same folks who are going to be down the street tomorrow. So hopefully, it carries over. I would imagine that it just does.
You start to see people, as I pulled up, they got some probably VRBOs or whatever they're called around here, that people are starting to move in. And the traffic is getting a little bit heavy coming from, down from Omaha into Lincoln. So people are starting to get ready. You got a good high school slate tonight, and then also you got NFL tonight. People are getting into game mode here probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight.
Some of the games have already started.
Yeah, you got to play them in early because, they get out of school early. So there's either a game at 1, 4, and 8 o'clock game tonight.
I ask you this thing, and I don't know if there's a point of reference, if there's any recent or history at all of a Friday night home game for the Huskers with some buzz behind it, no high school games that night, with that additional traffic and energy that all the young football players in the state who normally are occupied now get a chance to come down on Friday night. All of those fans on a Friday night get to come down. Is that additional, Jay? Is that an additional buzz thing?
Well, I think it adds to it. I mean, I don't know if these high school kids would, like, all the teams would come down, but I'm definitely, you know, people that have tickets are going to be able to go if they weren't able to go generally. So I think it's just going to add to it. I think that the foot traffic is going to be not on Colorado level, but it's going to be pretty dang close. I think you're going to have a lot of people down and it's going to be active.
I want to do a thing here real quick that we have some tickets to give away for tomorrow. Here's what I'd like to do. Now, rules of engagement. There are rules for this. If you've won a contest in the last 3 weeks, don't answer. If you've won a contest at the ticket, I don't care if it's early break, strict, I don't care. Don't answer. Do not answer. Two, let it be somebody that actually needs tickets. Don't be greedy. Third and final, here's the question. And don't be a Google monster. Like, just come on. Like, don't be that guy. Don't be that woman. Don't do it. Here's the question for you. And we'll give away a pair of tickets. Austin will take down your name and number, and we can put this in there. But I had several options here of where to go. Who was the opponent at Memorial Stadium for the game with the highest attendance ever? Who was the opponent at Memorial Stadium on the night of the greatest attendance?
Mm.
The greatest, the most attended Husker football game. Now, but here's the thing. You Googled, but you also forgot rule one. Some of you, I know you've won contests because they were contests that I was a part of. So then I'll ask you.
People just throwing out names.
Oh, like you're going through it, right? Now, for all the people, you ready for this, Austin? This is me being me. That Hot Rod, Roddy Piper had a thing. Just when they think they know all the answers, I change the question. So the correct answer is Miami. But here's the twist. I now need, for everybody who texted Miami, I need the number, the actual attendance for that game. Yeah, you're guessing about what year. I need the attendance number. I need the attendance number. And it has to be somebody who also put Miami.
And we can check your messages, so don't just send the number. We know
right, better. Right. And here's the thing. You have to have won a contest. So I'm going to look at your text feed. Austin, you see the first one?
I'm scrolling back through just to make sure we get out of the wrong answer.
9-1-5-8-5 against Miami. Now, whoever it was that hasn't won a contest and it doesn't show up in your text, that's we'll give that winner. How about that?
There you go.
Austin, let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll announce the winner for those tickets. And we're not done with prizes for the day with trivia. Got another one coming up when we come back.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fuel restrictions apply.